NFL jersey on, put a helmet on, you know, it's time to go. You know, so the, you know, I think that going into this one, obviously, we probably won't, you know, play, you know, a full game, you know, but, you know, we'll play somewhere in between there, and it'll be fun.
Are there specific things you look to accomplish in next game, or is it more?
You know, it's just being clean, you know, really getting out there and just being clean. That's, I didn't do that.
Oh,
make sure it turned off. I don't know whose it is.
Is anybody's?
All right. Oh, they snuck it in here. Yeah, just be clean. You know, when you go out there, you just don't want to have pre-snap penalties, all those things. You want to play clean football. And, you know, there's obviously going to be mistakes first time, you know, playing in a game and those kind of things. But you always want to make sure you're playing clean football. And you always look back and make sure that we're better, you know, practice included. Are we getting better? Is there a correction we made in practice that comes up in the preseason and you do it the right way? You know, those kind of things.
Have you seen the offensive line kind of gel with Kelechi coming in and getting Menelik back in the mix as well?
Oh, my goodness. They're a close bunch. I mean, they're, you know, joking with each other all the time, making fun of each other nonstop. They sit together while they're eating. Obviously, most of them room together. You know, it's a close, tight-knit group. And that comes from their leadership and Coach Tice and Tim. You know, both their coaches in there are really close, and it rubs off on the players. You know, it rubs off on that room, and they're just one big unit, man. It's really cool to see.
The rookie gotcha.
Finally.
What do you think of what you've seen from him back there as he's learning?
Great player, man. Carl is a great player. I'm excited that he's on our team. And healthy, you know, he looks great, man, you know, and he's going to be a great player, and he did a great job. You know, Reggie's teaching him really well, you know, back there, Coach Woodson, you know, M. Rob, they're doing a great job with him. You know, Coach Norton, they're teaching him, you know, what it takes to be a great safety, and, you know, he's going to be a great player for us, and, you know, I think that he keeps working hard. You know, hopefully he won't ever get me again, but he's not there yet, so I'm going to keep throwing at him, so, you know, guys like Reggie and Seawood, I didn't even throw at them. Carl's not there yet, but hopefully one day.
Seems like there's a lot of give and take over the course of these practices, and I'm sure you want to score every time. But do you think that's good overall that, you know, defense gets you get them sometimes? There's good back and forth.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like when it's a play, especially the play that he made, I mean, he jumps 5 feet off the ground and snags it 10 feet up in the air. You know, I'm good with that because I know that I don't have to throw against him. You know, it makes me excited. Same thing with Reggie, Sean, you know, DJ, DA, you know, those guys, when they make good plays like that, you know, the initial reaction is like, dang it, you want it to work, but then you have to sit back and realize, man, that's our defense.
Right.
You know, they're pretty good, you know, and, you know, so when he made that play, you know, it's always like, I never want to turn the ball over, obviously, but when he went up and made that play, I was extremely happy because if he's not just a hitter and he can do those kind of things too, that's really good for our team.
Derek, you mentioned some of his new names, some of his old names. Get a sense just that the talent level on the field, does it hit you that it's a lot higher than 2 years ago or even a year ago?
Yeah, definitely 2 years ago. Yeah. This team right here is talent-wise very, very talented, extremely talented. Obviously, we've seen this, most of these guys play, and we see what they can do, and now they're all together on one team. And, you know, all those things are great. And compared to last year, obviously, we're better, hopefully. You know, our record will show that, what we earn, you know. But talent-wise, absolutely. You can definitely see it. You can definitely feel it with each play, the competition, how tight the windows are. I mean, I had to throw a ball, you know, against Sean the other day, and the window's this big. You know, if you miss an inch to the left or inch to the right, it's a pick or incomplete, you know, and it's just.
So you're conscious of this when you drop it back.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, and it just becomes second nature, so I'm not really thinking about it, but, you know, you just try and be accurate all the time, but, you know, with a guy like that, you can't really miss, you know, so, you know, same thing on the other side, DA, he earned his spot, he earned, you know, his contract that he got. We were all excited because we know how good he is, you know, because he makes plays like that all the time and makes the windows really hard to throw into.
When you're out in public, how often do you hear from fantasy football owners?
A lot. You know, more than you would actually think. Yeah, Menelik, how's that watermelon, man?
Great,
it looks great, man.
Love you too, bro.
No, I really do, all the time. Like, man, I had you on my fantasy team. Can you help me come up with a cool fantasy team name? I'm like, no, not at all. But, yeah, it happens more than you think.
Are your friends and family obligated to own you?
No, gosh, no. I told them, you know, they don't have to, but they better if they want to win. So, no, man, no, I could care less.
How much do you think it's going to benefit Latavius this year? If DeAndre or Jay, you have a second back, and you're not the second leading rusher on the team next year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. I think that the more good football players you have on a team, it takes pressure off more people, you know. If we have, a good run game, it helps the pass game. Same thing. Pass game's really well, it opens up the run game. Same thing goes, when you break it down now inside the run game. Latavius doesn't need to take, 40 carries and get beat up for a game. He can give some of those, to someone else and come back fresh after a couple. Those kind of things, you see it on the really good football teams. They always have talent and depth everywhere. So, I think that it'll help him, but, obviously time will tell, but I think it'll help.
Do you have the green light to take off if there's an opening and go, or do you have to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They
encourage. No more stiff arms. No more stiff arms. My offensive line has instructed me, no more stiff arms. If I do, they just don't want to fight anybody. I don't want to pay their fine. So, yeah.
If you get hit, you fight, you pay the fine.
That's the rule. I got to pay the fine if they fight. So.
A lot of second-teamers and Ross Corporals getting a lot of work in this first game. How much are you looking forward to seeing a guy like Johnny Holton, for instance, finally get to take the field and face him and opposing defense?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing. I sit in here, I feel like I'm an old man now, being in my third year on this team. I feel like a veteran, which in its own right is what it is. But, I sit there, I'm like, I really can't wait to watch Johnny Holton play. I really can't wait to watch, Jadon play. I'm sitting here watching guys on film, and in my head, I'm like, I can't wait to watch them, ball out in the preseason, because they're going to get a lot of snaps, a lot of reps. And, I've just I've tried to mentally get them ready for that, because, if they make the team, whoever makes the team, when the regular season comes, it's not like that, So I want them to, prove themselves and hopefully, be able to take some of those reps.
Derek, how has your comfort level changed from year one, year two, now year three?
Man, it's crazy, the jump that it's been each year. And I say it all the time, but C. Wood always told me, from year one to year two is the biggest jump, and then when you hit year three, you're just playing ball again, it takes time, it really does. In the NFL, the organizations that are patient with people, as you can see, it helps them develop, helps them grow. And I came into the right situation where they believed in me and trusted in me, had faith in me, and have developed me and let me grow. And I got a long way to go, man. I have so many things I need to get better at. I'm not perfect, but, I do appreciate, being here and being able to be developed, into my third year.
Last year, pumping Wiley and Harper, now Kyrie's here. Yeah. How are you making sure the coaches notice those guys from Fresno State?
I yell Bulldogs every time he makes a play. We got him up there to sing, and I was the only one clapping when he said he was from Fresno State. I definitely don't forget where I came from. That's for sure.
Has Del Rio and the coach staff handled this training camp maybe a little different than last year because of the talent you talk about, maybe some of the maturity on this team?
In my perspective, I don't know how anyone else sees it. I think that Coach Del Rio is just Coach Del Rio, and he's going to do it how he does it. And we have our leadership council meetings and things like that, and we'll bring stuff up that we thought could be better, last year and like that. And we've seen him incorporate those things, but 90% of it's the same, that 10% where we maybe said, hey, what if we did it this way or this way? He definitely listened and took, what the players felt. But he is who he is, and we all believe in what he's doing, so we're glad that he doesn't change.
Is there an example of something
more here,
he adjusted a little bit?
Obviously I don't want to get into his stuff. If he wants to, he can. Okay. Yeah.
Silly question. First time I've seen you practice without black tights, long sleeve tights on. So are you like making a conscious effort to show off the guns?
I'm going to tell you the honest truth. My wife saw a preseason picture of me last year, and she said, you have a horrible tan line right here from your jersey. And so that's why I rolled my sleeves up and didn't wear sleeves this year. So that's the only reason. Sounds silly, but I'm going to do what she says, man. I'm going to make her happy.
You talk about how much better you can be. Is there a specific couple areas that you want to work at, at getting better? Is there anything in particular you want to see yourself better at this year?
There's not like one tangible thing. Like I said, I need to do this better or this better, because each situation I could point to a game and say, well, in that situation, I didn't handle it right. But in another situation, I did it exactly how you're supposed to do it. So it's just every situation is different. My thing is mentally staying sharp and staying critical of myself. You know, my brother always taught me, he said, when you get into the NFL, you criticize yourself harder than anybody else, harder than anybody else. That way when somebody else says something about you, it doesn't even matter, you know. And that's what I've done. I really, like I'll miss a throw or do something, I am so tough on myself because I have an expectation of myself, and I put in work to make sure that expectation is met. And when it's not, it drives me nuts. And so that's something that my brother taught me at a young age, and I just held on to it. You know, there's not one thing I need to do. There's a lot of things I need to do to be better. And I'm going to say the same thing for 15 years. You know, there's if I ever say, no, I got it, you guys just tell me to go on home, because that's wrong.